You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. From heat waves to atmospheric rivers and years of drought, California has been hammered with extreme weather, not to mention the world. The signs of climate change are all around us. And while the world continues to feel the effects, the clock to help find a solution continues to tick. Cattle and livestock have long been in the spotlight as being among the biggest producers of methane, the leading cause of dangerous greenhouse gases. But California's cattle and dairy producers have been evolving to curb climate change and do what it can to mitigate greenhouse gases, wildfires, drought, while continuing to add to the state's economy and nutritional needs. Joining us to talk about how ranchers and dairy producers are working to pitch in is Cody Nicholson Stratton, chairperson of the Cattle Council of California. Good morning, Cody.
Good morning, Vicky. How are you?
Doing great, thank you. So you are a sixth-generation farmer. You, your husband, your son, your parents, y'all work on the same land. Your family has owned in Ferndale, along California's north coast, since the 1860s. How has your family evolved due to a changing climate and climate change? It's a pretty loaded question that spans more than a century for your family.
So we've definitely had a lot of changes as far as how we approach reducing inputs, trying to farm from a soils perspective, looking forward to the future and becoming more flexible as far as drought, and really trying to build strong plant communities that are resilient and recognizing that there is resiliency in diversity. So trying to promote really diverse plant communities, a diverse wildlife that, you know, cohabitates the landscape with us, and really moving forward in a way that allows us to be flexible and to change whether we're in a drought year or if we happen to have a year like last winter that was very wet.
Given that according to just the EPA, I mean, there's other organizations and agencies as well, but for this example, more than a third of methane emissions from human activity are the direct result of livestock and agricultural practices in the U.S. What specifically are cattle and dairy producers here in California doing to help curb this?
Yeah. So, you know, methane is one of those GHGs that we are combating when we look at, you know, the big scale of everything that's contributing. You know, cattle contribute 4.5 of all greenhouse gases in California. But when you're looking at methane specifically, we're higher. And we definitely are trying to take a role in being active in reducing that, because facing the climate crisis requires all of California to be involved. So with dairy specifically, we see two prongs to that approach, one being dairy digesters, which captures methane from dairy production in lagoons. And that produces energy for the surrounding communities. The other approach could be in areas like ours up here on the North Coast, and you see farms doing things like the alternative manure management program. So that would be changing up how cows are bedded, keeping manure from becoming anaerobic, putting cattle out on pasture for more days of the year, and composting, which then moves into the crop production side of agriculture. So, and then within, you know, looking at the beef industry specifically, those cattle are grazing. And one of, you know, in the last few years, we've seen a major wildfire occurrence. And that's a major producer of greenhouse gases within the state too. And so by using cattle to mitigate fire, reduce the risk of fire, we can also decrease the amount of carbon being released into the atmosphere. So it's kind of a multi-pronged approach because, you know, living systems are complicated.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you're talking about new technologies and new practices. Has the will to embrace these technologies and practices, has it grown or changed in recent years, within the last 5 or 10 years?
Oh, I would say absolutely. You're seeing a lot of family farms becoming involved and adapting to this. Certainly one that we would see would be, you know, there's 235 dairy families that have participated in the alternative manure management program. So those are families that are trying to mitigate and reduce their GHG emissions, their methane emissions. And I think as we all see the change in the environment, the climate, we see the need to adapt and to find ways to be part of that solution.
I would imagine that these changes can be expensive. How do you have conversations with ranchers or farmers who are reluctant to shoulder what could be an overhaul of agricultural practices?
That's the challenge. And they are often very expensive. And a lot of times that comes down to, developing really strong partnerships with either the California Department of Food and Ag, California Air Resources Board, various non-government agencies, and finding ways to make that affordable for them. And then also finding ways that we can offset those costs, which, hopefully might come in the form of carbon credits for farms that are sequestering carbon and capturing it and helping to be a solution, as well as incentivizing actions that benefit the local communities. And this can also transition into, a way that a farm might be able to produce a product that is something that will be new on the market or that has a high consumer buy-in and that consumers are interested in.
Given that I was reading that you were named Climate Smart Farmer of the Year by the Community Alliance with Family Farmers, so given that you embrace these regenerative practices, when did this begin for you? When did you begin seeing the impacts of climate change and what your role can be as a farmer and rancher?
I think, certainly as I've gone through high school and then into college, I had a perspective of the way I wanted to farm and be involved in agriculture. And I was very lucky to grow up in a region that really has very traditional farming practices. Here in California is largely, pasture-based. We farm in a way that works within our specific region, as most farms do throughout the state. They're very specific to regionalities and localities. And so as we were looking forward to the future, how things were changing, we just wanted to find a way that allowed us to operate that gate was not only good for the farm economically and allowed our family to hopefully move the farm on to the seventh generation, but had a high degree of animal welfare, was good for the livestock, and was really supportive of our community around us. Being a farmer isn't just about, working the land and, growing crops. It's about feeding the community that surrounds you and providing a high degree of nutrition for them. And that's something that we're particularly passionate about. And so being able to farm in a way that allows us to do that and to provide our local community with a nutrient-dense protein source is really important.
Mm. I would imagine that is incredibly rewarding, especially given the last few years have been challenging, to say the least, for a myriad of reasons. A popular cattle rancher, Five Dot Ranch in Susanville, that's in Lassen County, they recently announced that they're going to stop their retail beef program. And they posted on Facebook and they essentially, cited, a myriad of reasons and challenges, from politics and legislation to a recession to inflation to drought to flooding to a wildfire, a pandemic. There are a lot of issues here. Are you hearing that more among your colleagues within the industry?
Oh, certainly hearing it and experiencing it. It's not an easy time to be in agriculture. It's, with inflation, prices are going up. On the dairy side, we're price takers, not price setters. So we actually have no control over the price we're paid for milk. The common joke is that farmers buy everything at retail, sell it wholesale, and pay the shipping both directions. And that is actually fairly accurate. And so that can be pretty hard to couple when you're looking at inflation going up, all your input costs are becoming higher, and then the regulatory burden increases. Most farmers are interested, they're farmers because they love the livestock, they love the land, they love the work, they care about their communities, but they're maybe not big fans of paperwork. And so as we're seeing a higher regulatory burden, that can be a major stressor for farms and can be really challenging for them to couple and to tackle in an already very busy schedule. So those can all be contributing factors to seeing farms, selling out or consolidating.
You laid out a lot of challenges and also, new solutions and practices that the industry is pursuing. What do you think the public awareness is with all that goes on within the cattle industry in California?
Well, hopefully increasing. With the California Cattle Council, we're trying to really share what cattle producers are doing on the landscape to be part of the climate solution, to be, provide ecological services, clean air, clean water, wildlife habitat, open spaces for everyone to enjoy, mitigating fire risks for our communities. And that sort of information is being spread through online campaigns, social media. And I think as we're having the ability to get that information out, we're seeing more awareness. Certainly, we always want to see people being more aware, particularly now that we're several generations as a society removed from the farm. There was a time when everyone had a grandma or grandpa or, relative that was in agriculture, and that's just not the case anymore. And so we try to make sure that that information is available for everyone to see and to view, and that can be gained through the California Cattle Council's website, calcattlecouncil.org, as well as greencowca.com. Everything that we're doing is on those sites and available for people to view.
What are some of the potentially the biggest misconceptions that you would like to dispel through this public awareness campaign?
I think one of the biggest misconceptions is that farmers aren't active participants in fighting the climate crisis. This is something that, cattle producers throughout California are meeting head on. We are in the communities, we're part of our communities, we're part of the state, and we recognize the challenges that we face in this climate crisis. We experience it every day being outside. And so, it's not something that California's cattle producers are sitting back passively and watching. We are actively involved in that, whether that's adopting new management practices or advocating for changes in how landscapes are utilized and managed, and adopting new technologies that allow us to reduce our impact on the environment.
Finally, Cody, I mean, your son, I think, marks like the seventh generation of farming for your family. I'm curious, what do
He
you
does.
hope? And that's incredible. I mean, it's more than 150 years for your family. What do you hope the future of livestock farming and ranching looks like in California? I mean, is it realistic to see this industry grow given the climate challenges that we face in the last 30 seconds or so that we have for the show?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely realistic to see it grow, but it's certainly going to change because that is just the nature of life. And we're going to see a change in how we farm and farmers becoming more resilient and probably looking towards new technologies to allow them to do that and to remain sustainable going into the future.
Cody, thanks for joining us from Ferndale.
Thanks for having me.
Cody Nicholson Stratton is the chairperson of the Cattle Council of California. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.